This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We've got an every now and then series we're doing explaining some unsung economic indicators. Important indicators, to be sure, but perhaps a tad less well-known than others. With earnings reports for the second quarter of the year just around the corner, J.P. Morgan and Citigroup on Friday, if you're keeping track, we are going to get a little bit down in the accounting weeds with something called the M score.
The M in M score stands for manipulation.
That's Matt Glendenning. He teaches accounting at the University of Missouri. And 10-plus years ago, when Matt was getting his PhD, he heard about the M score and the guy who came up with it.
Yes, I created this a long time ago.
That's Masoud Daniel Benesh. He's at Indiana University. And by a long time ago, he means he created the M score in the mid-90s. It is also sometimes called the Benesh M score.
The M score is a screening model that catches fraud in financial statements.
Using historical data on financial misreporting across all companies, the M score combines 8 ratios on a specific company's balance sheet that together give a clue that maybe a second look is in order. Here is Matt Glendenning again.
It allows us to assess fraud in real time and also sort of rank firms on a continuum of fraud risk from really high risk to really low risk.
A higher M score means a company is more likely to be manipulating its earnings. Not definitely, but, you know, more likely. Now, we are going to do a mini history lesson right here, because as regular listeners to this program know, history matters. Back in 1998, a group of students at Cornell used the M score to flag Enron as being at elevated risk for fraud. That was a full 3 years before that company imploded in a cloud of inflated earnings and fraudulent accounting and became what, at the time, was the biggest corporate bankruptcy this country had ever seen.
Now, if a firm has a high risk of fraud, the measure doesn't say that is a fraudulent firm. It just says it's pointing in the direction of a higher probability of fraud.
This fraud we're talking about isn't always breaking accounting rules or things that are going to land people in jail. It's usually just stretching them, overreporting revenues and understating expenses maybe to make earnings look better than they are because
there's all sorts of capital market pressures on firms to maintain stock price, maintain earnings growth. There could also be some compensation incentives at play.
So that's the M score, assessing the risk that a company might be misreporting. In the past couple of years, Professor Benesh has decided to take things a little bit farther with the help of Glendenning and a couple of other co-authors.
The aggregate is a measure that we created.
The aggregate M score compiles the M scores of 2,004 companies to tell us the likelihood of earnings manipulation across the whole economy, which we mention because, first of all, earlier this year, the aggregate M score, that is to say the likelihood of earnings manipulation, was the highest it's been in 40 years. And, well, second of all,
accounting manipulation matters for the economy at large.
And here's why. Other companies, the non-fraudulent ones, they count on reliable quarterly earnings data to tell them what's going on in this economy and to make hiring and investment decisions.
What we're finding is that the level of aggregate misreporting is very similar to what we've observed in previous pre-recessionary periods.
Recession around the corner or not. The raft of new quarterly earnings reports that are going to start rolling in a couple of days will bring with them new M scores as well.